made a different approach. Don't have an alcohol impact area. We make St. John's Plaza park, treat it as a park, start paying more attention to other areas of St. John's, some of the open spaces, and so forth. And I can tell you we have consensus regarding that. The St. John's Neighborhood Association is in agreement. The St. John's Boosters are in agreement to make St. John's Plaza treat it as a park. And frankly, the reason is that that's where a lot of the chronic alcoholics have congregated over the years. And so it really allows us the ability to keep them on the move out of the core of St. John's. And that's the real reason that we're here to do that.
Thank you. Anybody sign up?
No one has signed up.
Okay. Please call the vote.
Leonard.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Sten.
Makes sense. Thanks. Aye.
Potter.
Aye.
Thank you.
Go to 284.
Yes. Number 284, please read.
I'm sorry, which one?
284.
284. Here we are. 284, declare support to locate a new Portland Archive Center at Portland State University.
Good morning, members of council. Gary Blackmer, Portland City Auditor. Our Archive Center is essentially out of space, and we have been, for the last year and a half or so, working toward a solution to that. And one very strong possibility is siting it at Portland State. And one of the issues that they face is that they need authorization to increase the total cost of the facility to include our space if we go forward with it. So they need to get approval from the legislature to raise their expending authorization to recognize our revenues and the added expense of adding an archive center. So this is a resolution from council expressing a strong interest in going forward. We have been working closely with their architects. They've given us a preliminary number, and we are looking at that to make sure what they're proposing meets all of our needs in terms of the Archive Center now and in the future. So what we would propose is this as a means of expressing our interest, with the idea that hopefully within the next 2 to 2.5 weeks we can come back with a specific number of what that facility would cost, and council then consider that with the other issues that we're going to be analyzing and determine whether it's something it wishes to go forward with. We're trying to get this done quickly because they want to get the building under construction and completed before the light rail line is completed. So I assure you we'll be looking at this in great deal and in great care. Although it is on an accelerated schedule, it's not detracting in any way with the concerns we have to make sure that the facility meets our needs.
Auditor, can I ask one question? It's not surprising because it was the budget hearing last week. I'm comfortable supporting a statement of support to move forward. I really like the project. I continue to want, I'm not going to vote for the budget until I've got some sidebars on you know, both what's the maximum we're going to pay before we get to a guaranteed price so that we can pull out without any, you know, without having, you know, an unlimited amount of due diligence costs before deciding it doesn't work. And then I'm not going to want to actually do the project, because I think this is one where it's pretty straightforward. We should be able to get to a hard cost that somebody guarantees to us. Sure. And so I just want to say on the record that's consistent with your strategy at this point in terms of saying let's go forward, but then have some more due diligence before we actually commit the hard dollars.
I agree.
Okay.
And that's the plan. We're not going to bring you back a range. We're going to bring you back what we agreed to is the price.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And this does not obligate us to any financial.
This resolution does not. There's a statement that says that it's dependent upon the cost analysis that we would bring forward and the budget decision, which is council balancing all the other needs of the city. So there are essentially two steps that council would need to look at and go through before there was any commitment.
Further discussion? Did anybody sign up to testify on this?
No.
Anybody here wish to testify to this matter? Please call the vote.
Leonard.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Sten.
Great. Aye.
Potter.
Aye. Could we just get, actually, the I guess we can get by. I just wanted to, let's go with 283, but most of these are going to be second reading only. 283 is, please read that.
283, accept bid of Dirt and Aggregate Interchange, Inc. for the Southwest Texas Green Street LID project for $1,113,983.
Good afternoon, Mayor Potter, members of City Council. I'm Jeff Baer. I'm the Director of the Bureau of Purchases, and I'll keep this brief. This is a purchasing agent report that summarizes the process and the result of our competitive solicitation process, in which we are asking permission from you to award the contract to Dirt and Aggregate Interchange for the Southwest Texas Green Street LID on behalf of PDOT. And the good news about this is that this is 100% minority business enterprise, so we have a $1.1 million project going to a prime MBE firm, so that's good news for us. And they're also in full compliance with our equal benefit requirements, current city business license, and currently EEO certified. So I'll stop there. We also have Andrew Abbey here in case there are questions about the project.
Further questions? Is there anybody signed to testify on this matter?
No.
Okay, this is a report. We need a motion to accept.
Move to accept.
Second.
Please call the vote.
Leonard.
Aye.
Salzman.
Aye.
Sten.
Aye.
Potter.
Aye. Please read item 285.
Or that's postponed.
Yes.
Although I'd be,
we have to.
I need to read it real quickly.
Yes, I see.
285. Tentatively uphold appeal of Northwest District Neighborhood Association and reverse the Landmark Commission's decision to approve the application of William DeBellis, Donald Singer, Singer Thurman LLC, GFV Enterprises LLC, and 2311 through 2317 Northwest Irving Street LLC for the Irving Street parking garage at 2311-2317 Northwest Irving Street.
Although in the interest of cooperation, Mayor, Commissioner Saltzman and I would agree to vote on it today.
This has been rescheduled till April the 12th at 2:30 p.m.
That's just too bad.
No, it's good for you. You would want to do that.
Okay, read item 288.
288. Authorize a contract with Kayenta Canada, Inc. for 5 years of maintenance services.
On 285, can you please announce the date and time that it's been continued to?
Okay.
That will prevent us from having to give additional written
April
notice.
April 12th at 2:30 p.m.
Thank you, Mayor.
Finish reading that.
Maintenance services for support of the Bureau of Environmental Services and Bureau of Water Works customer information system with the potential for an additional 5-year renewal.
Second reading, vote only. Please call the vote.
Leonard.
Aye.
Salzman.
Aye.
Sten.
Aye.
Potter.
Aye. Please read item 290.
It says benefited properties for street improvements in the Lentz 3 Southeast 104th and Ramona Local Improvement District.
Second reading, call the vote.
Leonard.
Aye.
Salzman.
Aye.
Sten.
Aye.
Potter.
Aye. Item 291.
Assess benefited properties for street improvements in the Lentz 3 Extension Local Improvement District.
Please call second reading, please call the vote.
Leonard?
Aye.
Salzman?
Aye.
Sten?
Aye.
Potter.
Please read the next.
292. Assess benefited properties for street improvements in the Southeast Ellis Street Local Improvement District.
Second reading, please call the vote.
Leonard?
Aye.
Salzman?
Aye.
Sten?
Aye.
Potter.
Aye. Item 293.
Create a local improvement district to construct street improvements from Virginia Avenue to west of Virginia Place in the Southwest Nevada Street Local Improvement District.
Second reading, call the vote.
Leonard.
Aye.
Salzman.
Aye.
Sten.
Aye.
Potter.
Aye. Please read item 295.
Assess property for sidewalk repair by Bureau of Maintenance. Leonard?
Aye.
Salzman?
Aye.
Sten?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Recessed.
Music out there.
It's going strong, Abby.
So, Dan, we'll have to reschedule, I guess. We're going to...
Well, are you available now?
I have to go. I didn't
allergy shot. I got to go get it.
Are you going to be around after that? Or?
I will.
Okay.
I mean, I got to go to BDS at 2, and then I'll be back. Are you? What time are you leaving today?
I can stick around.
You can drive me out to the doctor if you want. Watch me.
Okay. Okay.
Only if you're going to give the shot.
Oh.
You know, I'll reschedule. I'll catch you later today.
Okay.
Okay.
Good. I'm glad you remembered that because I would have had to, I need it anyway.